I've been with you all along. This race that you're running was not given to the strong.
Hey, Larry here.
I know sometimes you're worried.
Acts 29 today.
And faith is hard to find.
Coming to you from Sunny World headquarters. In Chiang Mai, Thailand.
I'm with you when you're hurting.
So today,
I know how hard you try.
We're going to get into some really interesting stuff. So I'm looking forward to sharing this stuff with you today, and I hope it will bring some comfort and light into the situations that we find ourselves in this present world. So we're going to get right into it, because there is a lot to share. So I want to jump right in to it. And today, this one is named The Fake Reset or The Great Reset. And there's just some things that I want to get into that probably a little different for some people to hear and understand, but I want to take a really good look at what's going on today in the world. And you're going, wow, that's a big project. Well, really, it's not that big, because it all basically boils down, and I want to take us back all the way so we can get a picture of what is really going on today. And to do that, I want to start by saying that good is not always God. Okay? Good is not always God. And I'm going to go back to the beginning in Genesis 3:6. It says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good, suitable and pleasant for food, and it was delightful to look at, and the tree to be desired in order to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she gave some also to her husband, and he ate." Now, there's a ton of stuff here, but not for today. But here it was. There was two trees. There was the tree of life, and there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Okay? And so Eve was tempted with the good in the tree of good and evil. Okay, it was good and evil. But the good in the tree of good and evil was not God. God was in the tree of life, of light and life. The tree of good and evil is a tree of darkness and death. But there is good in that tree. Okay? So, there's only two things that we deal with. The tree of life, which is life and light, or the tree of darkness, of good and evil and death. And we know what happens when they ate from that tree. They surely died. They died spiritually and they died physically. So, what we have here is we have a whole fallen world system that Satan is the god of, and that includes all of the stuff that we see going on today in the world. Okay, so you got up people, down people, in people, out people. You got them fighting over black and white. You got all kinds of different names of governments and this and that and the other. You got a left wing and a right wing hooked to the same bird. You got governments, economics, social stuff. But here's the key. If it is not of the tree of life, God's kingdom, then it is from the kingdom of this world system. It's from the kingdom of this world system. The true ecclesia, which is the early word for church, and I wish they'd have left it that way, because the word church is not a is a terrible translation from ecclesia, because and only because people nowadays think that the church is a building on the corner. They don't realize that it's the people of God. The true ecclesia will always live and respond to everything as the tree of life and kingdom of God citizens. They will never fight for the kingdom of darkness, and this includes the whole world system. So you have to understand that, you know, they say, well, this is a good person, you know, that's a good person, they're doing good things, but good isn't always God. All of God's things are good, but not all of the good in the dark world is God. And that's what I want you to see today, is that there's only two entities that we deal with. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. That's it. Two. Tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil. One's run by the devil, one's run by God. That's the only two there are. And we were all born by default into the kingdom of darkness. And Jesus became the door that we could escape the kingdom of darkness and be transferred into the kingdom of light. Where if we have done that through being born again, then we are citizens of light. We are citizens now of the kingdom of God. We're not going to be citizens when we get there. We're citizens now. That's what faith is. We believe we're citizens now because we are. So we were defaulted into darkness when we were born of the flesh. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What's born of the spirit is spirit. We were all born of the flesh into darkness. But then Jesus said, you must be born again. So we were born a second time when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and our spirits became alive unto God. Now we're citizens of the kingdom of light. And the fight we fight is the good fight. The good fight of what? The good fight of faith. Jesus talked and said, love your enemy. Do good to those who despitefully use you. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. If they want your coat, give them your cloak too. Are those words by Jesus, are those just fancy verses that we put up under the lights in our entryways? Or are those actually true words that he expects his followers to obey? Do we have enough faith to leave room for God's justice to happen for you? The only people eating from the tree of life are the true ecclesia. Okay, so now let me give you a little lesson on ecclesia. Ek, the first part of the word, denotes the exit out of or the separation from something that there was a close connection with. Okay, that would be the world. The rest of the word means to call, to bid, to come forth. So the ecclesia are the called out ones from the world that we had formerly a close connection with. Ecclesia is the people of God, transferred from darkness into light. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Not the art of the deal, but the deal. And this is very, very important. And it's in John 18:36. John 18:36, and I'll read 37 too, because that's part of the deal. This is very, very, very important. This is the whole crux of the deal. Jesus is having a discourse with Pilate just before he's crucified. And in 35, Pilate answered Jesus, because Jesus asked him, "Did you hear this about me from others, or from, did you get this information yourself?" And Pilate says, "Am I a Jew? Your own people and nation and their chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom, my kingship, my royal power belongs not to this world." And here it is, folks. "If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have been fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have been fighting." They'd have been fighting what? Flesh and blood. To keep me from being handed over to the Jews. In fact, Peter started out that way in the garden. When Judas betrayed him, Peter pulled out his sword and cut the guy's ear off. And Jesus, I think in one of the Gospels, put the ear back on him. And Jesus told him, "Those that live by the sword will die by the sword." So there was no flesh and blood fight that Jesus wanted there. So he said, "If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have been fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not from here. It has no such origin or source." Pilate said, "Then you are a king." And Jesus said, "You say it. You speak correctly, for I am a king. Certainly I'm a king. This is why I was born. And for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. everyone who is of the truth, who is a friend of the truth, who belongs to the truth, hears and listens to my voice. And Pilate said, what is truth? And on saying this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, I find no fault in him. And then they said, well, release Barabbas to us. So there's the key, folks. Jesus said, if my kingdom was of this world, they would fight for me. But my kingdom is not of this world. And that, my friends, is why we don't fight flesh and blood. Because we are in the world, but we are not of the world. See, I'm in Thailand, but I'm not of Thailand. I'm here, but I'm not of Thailand. I don't look like them, sound like them, talk like them, drive like them. I can't vote. I can't do anything here. Why? Because I'm in Thailand, but I'm not of Thailand. I'm not a citizen here. So once we translate from darkness into light, we're no longer citizens of the dark world of good and evil. And all of that stuff in the world system that is not from the tree of life is from the tree of death. Whether it looks good, sounds good, or tastes good, it is still from the tree of death. So we're either in the kingdom of light or we're in the kingdom of darkness. It's the only two places people can be. And if I'm in the kingdom of light, why would I want to go back to the kingdom of darkness and fight their fights when I need to fight the good fight of faith? So I don't get involved in another kingdom's flesh and blood fights. They are fighting for their kingdoms of the world system. And that is because that's where they live. That's where they're from. That's all they know. So that's why they're fighting there. They're fighting for that. I'm not fighting for that. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. They can fight all they want in that kingdom because it's not where I'm not a citizen of that kingdom any longer. And I get it. I get why they're fighting, because that's what they think is important. You know, that's what they see as important. But how did Jesus change the world in such a short time? Well, he probably came and worked through the entertainment industry, right? Made some Jesus movies and changed the world. No? Oh, I know, he did it through social awareness. He walked down the street in Jerusalem with a big sign that said, truth matters. No? Oh, I know, he did it through re-education. He went to the universities and was re-educating them. No, he didn't do that. Oh, I know what he did. Religion. Yeah. He got the religious people to help him change the world, because surely they would help him. They're the religious leaders of the day, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They would surely help him, right? Well, actually, they were the ones that got in bed with the Herodians, the politicians, and had him crucified. Oh, okay. Well, then surely he did it through politics. Surely he did it through politics. And they voted in righteousness. And they changed people from the outside in. No? Wow. Well, then what did he do? Well, he came and he said, repent. Change your mind and your heart to believe the truth, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's within your reach. He called some normal people and turned them into disciples and trained them. Did miracles, died on a cross so the world could be saved, rose from the dead so we can have eternal life through rebirth. So we find it hard to grasp such new creation realities because of the daily assault upon our senses that scream at us every day, all day, that these truths are not so. The good fight of faith is not so. And we are assaulted daily from every avenue around us, completely thrashed every day through our senses of what we see and hear, smell, taste, and touch, that what we believe is not true. Well, even though that assault is around us every day of our natural life, in the spiritual world that we are born again into, there are no dual citizens. There's nobody with two passports, light and darkness. You have a passport for one, and that's it. Now, in the natural, you can be a dual citizen, but not in the spiritual. So you're either going to fight in the world of darkness for what they're fighting for, or you're going to fight the good fight of faith in the kingdom of God. That's the only way it is. The word says, will Jesus find faith on the earth when he returns? Faith that we still believe that we are citizens in the kingdom of God now, right now. I am a citizen of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. And so I have no fight of what these people are fighting for in the kingdom of darkness. It's all tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I don't eat from that tree anymore. I take of the tree of life. So what I'm saying, dear ones, is please don't get caught up in the distractions of this world system that the devil is the god of. Don't get caught up in that. Get caught up in the kingdom of light. Get caught up in praise and worship. Get caught up in soaking in the word of God. The word is spirit and life. Feed your spirit more than the flesh. Be renewed daily by singing psalms and praying in the spirit and reading the word and fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Keep your mind off of all the bad news and the lamestream media and all the talking heads and all the nonsense that goes on. Stay out of that mess. It's not our doggy. Because at the end of the day, there's a new heaven and a new earth coming. And that's going to happen. And it's going to get ugly before it happens. And I can't stop the ugly. I can only be in that kingdom of light until I experience it in the reality on the other side. Because that's the end game, folks. The end game isn't, you know, that some country is going to come back and, you know, be a Christian country and light up the world, you know. That's not the end game. The end game is this whole thing's going to burn. Okay? It's like the Titanic. You know, the ship was doomed. There's no saving the Titanic. You can rearrange the deck chairs all you want, but the ship's going down. And you can play music till the water's up to your eyebrows, but the ship's going to sink. This world system of darkness is the Titanic, and it's already hit the iceberg. And I know they want to keep singing and dancing, but every day the water gets deeper and deeper. When right next to it is the ship of truth with Jesus as the captain, and he's on the loudspeaker every day saying, come on, folks. Come on, folks, you still got time to get off the Titanic and get over to the ship of truth and life before it goes down. So, I just wanted to share some of these things today because they were just on my heart. And I think it's very important that we really understand what's going on in the world around us today.
And the glory of the Lord is filling this place.
So this is Larry, Acts 29 today. Keep fighting the good fight. The good fight of faith. Keep running the race that is set before you. And keep the faith. And we'll all be fine. So God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.